Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hello, Dennis.
Yay, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Yeah, good.
You all right?
The hell is going on?
Hold on a minute. I smoke a little. You know, sometimes in the morning you have to cough up a phlegm gem to get things going. I'm good. Go ahead.
You smoke a little.
Okay. I crushed a guy. Look, I crushed a couple packs today.
Wow.
He's like, I'm gonna get cancer the old school way. So, okay, Dennis, how can we help you?
Oh man.
Okay, so listen, here's the deal. I went out on a date. We were having a good time. Everything was fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
We go out. I treat it to the whole nine yards. I pay for everything. We're having beers, you know.
Yeah.
But then I drop her home, and then the next thing I know, I don't even hear from her. Like she just blows me off, and I mean, I got to be honest with you. You know, I throw, you know, $120 on a date, and then, you know, I'm a gentleman, as you can tell, and I don't get any response from her.
Is there any? Pebbles, oh my God, it's contagious.
What is going on, Pebbles?
Pebbles, I didn't know you smoked.
He's Jesus. A gentleman.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Who's smoking?
No, I'm good.
Good, you want, because if you need a pack, I can send you a pack.
Dude probably has cartons though in his house.
What up?
I drive up to New Hampshire every weekend, and I get like 5 or 6 cartons because they're cheaper up there.
Thank you.
Smart man.
Money, do that.
I like
do
it.
That.
I'm frugal.
Yeah. None of us,
so,
you know.
Hey, so
we should tell him he should quit.
No, yeah. I don't think so.
Let's be responsible. Like,
when the train is going, don't stop. That's really the problem.
Hey, I'm just looking out for you.
Yeah, this dude is
just
crazy.
Looking out for you.
I think I might know what it is, but why do you think if she hasn't been getting back to you? Why do you think it is?
I mean, honestly, I don't know. I mean, I think, like, you know, I'm a Sagittarius, and maybe, I don't know.
Wait a minute.
I bet that's it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Damn astrological signs.
You're just not compatible.
I think yeah, it might be something in the stars. I don't know, but I got to find out. And also, the thing is, you know, maybe she's a little uppity. I don't know, you know?
Right.
She didn't get a lot of my jokes. I'm a funny guy, you know?
You are.
Is there a smell involved?
Yeah.
I know, man, you know?
I can smell it through the phone.
Guy.
You're an old spice guy that smokes cartons of cigarettes. Yeah. This is amazing.
I wear Old Spice. I smoke cigarettes. I drive a van. You know, what more could you want? And like I said, I'm a vegetarian.
Total package right here.
All right. You know what? We're going to try to get this girl. I'm going to try and convince her so bad to go on another date with you.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on. Second date update on the 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Dennis, if you're just joining us. And ladies, if this doesn't work out, he could be yours. He's a chain smoker. He drives a white van, and he's a Sagittarius. So the question is, if he's such a hot commodity, why is Sheila not calling him back? We're going to find out right now. Hopefully, Sheila will pick up the phone. Stay quiet, Dennis.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sheila?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, this is perfect. Sheila, please don't hang up. So it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And we have... We're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9. Give me 30 seconds. I can explain it. It's all good news. We have an amazing offer for you, okay?
Okay.
We got your phone number from a gentleman who likes you a lot. And this gentleman would love to take you out on a really nice date. You pick a place to go out on a date. You pick the day that you're free. We'll set the whole thing up. We'll pay for the whole thing. And all you got to do is show up and see if this guy can sweep you off your feet. I'm even going to tell you who the guy is. Want me to tell you the guy's name?
Okay.
Okay, so you know him and you like him. And we talked to him, and just from a quick conversation, I love this guy. His name is Dennis.
Oh, no. Nope.
No, I don't think you heard me right. Dennis.
Absolutely not.
I think she did hear you right.
I don't think we're talking about the same Dennis, because this guy, he sounded like a great dude, and he's a little shocked.
Oh, no, I would not forget that. Like, I'll talk to him soon, but I'm getting together some legal stuff, so I don't know how much I can say.
You're getting together legal stuff.
I'll let him know.
What do you mean by legal stuff?
We did go out on a date, and it was great, and I thought he was, like, a pretty normal dude. And then we get back to my house, and... You know, he's outside for a while, and then he leaves. And then I smell something coming out from my backyard, and I was like, what the f*** is that? And I go out, and I shit you not, my backyard's on fire.
Your backyard's on
fire? Hold on!
So I panicked, and I call 911. Fire department comes, like, totally insane. The fireman's telling me this is definitely caused by a cigarette, and I was like, holy s***. He's out here smoking, and he tosses a cigarette, and he causes my backyard to go up and
What is in your backyard? Like, help me with this visual. Is it just trees, or do you have, like, equipment or, like, a shed?
That's the best part. So my dog passed away about 3 months ago, and, like, the only thing that I had to remember him was, like, his beautiful wooden doghouse.
Oh, my God.
That's where they found the cigarette. In the doghouse.
Hold on. Sheila, Dennis is on the phone. Dennis.
It's not my cigarette butt. Listen, maybe the dog smoked, but I didn't. Why would I throw a cigarette butt? I'm not an amateur over here, you know what I mean? I put my cigarettes out of my pack, you know? And I don't know what the attitude is over here. You had no problem throwing burgers down your gullet. And now you're telling me like I'm a bad guy burning things. What do you want me to do?
He's insane.
Make it up.
Wait, Dennis, are you denying that it was you that caused the fire?
I know it was me. I'm not an amateur. I don't start fires.
He knows how to throw away butts.
I put my cigarette packs on my pack. I've been smoking for since I was six. I gotta be honest with you, it offends me a little because I think that maybe there's something else going on here, and I don't think that's the real reason.
Dude, you don't think that burning down someone's backyard is enough of a reason?
Yeah, well, I didn't burn it down, so what I'm saying is who burned it down? Maybe I could help figure out the investigation.
That is true. I mean, you are, you know what?
I like this guy.
Sheila, you're just completely 100% putting the blame on Dennis when you really don't have any evidence saying that he's definitely the guy.
No evidence? Are you kidding me? You were smoking in my backyard and then you left and the backyard's on fire. Like, what other evidence do I need?
Hold on. Exactly. Right?
He's stressing him out.
No way.
Oh, my God.
No way. Because I smoke filterless. You couldn't have found a cigarette butt in there.
Wow.
Such a waste of time. Oh, my God.
So, Sheila.
Look, I'm not saying you wasn't a fire. I'm just saying I didn't start it.
Hold on, Dennis. I still think we have a chance. Sheila, would you be down to go out on another date with Dennis? Until at least you figure out who really caused the fire.
The only date he's going to get is a court date.
Uh-oh, Dennis.
Hold on. Wait. If that court date goes good, you think maybe after I could take out the Chipotle?
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
If your date is... kind of just using you to get to somebody else, that's probably a sign that you shouldn't date them again. All right? Just letting you know that because not everyone knows. Not everyone gets that. And you'll see what I'm talking about Monday morning at 7:10 with the second date update on the 10th Get Up Crew.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis's Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Steny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis's Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 813-32